Business news from Brian.
Áine, thank you. Bank of Ireland could raise up to €500 million in unsecured debt for the first time in over 2.5 years. As early as today, Owen Callan, fixed income dealer with Danske Bank, one of the institutions mandated by Bank of Ireland to scope out interest in the auction, is on the line. Owen, Bank of Ireland, as well as other banks, has raised money on the markets in recent months. What's significant about this auction?
Well, what's significant about this one is that it's a senior unsecured bond, and I think Irish people are quite well aware of that terminology. This is the there's no collateral backing this deal, like there was with some of the previous ones, where the mortgage book would have been used to issue bonds, and therefore it's, shall we say, a little bit riskier from an investor point of view. Particularly, this is interesting because the new EU rules on when a bank gets in trouble should mean that if in future banks get in trouble, senior debt will in fact have to be bailed in, so to speak. We'll have to suffer some losses to help recapitalise a failed or distressed bank. And therefore, it'll be interesting to see what type of investor demand there is for this type of bond.
So will there be investor demand? Is there likely to be a level of interest for this?
There should be. I mean, Irish assets in general, whether it's sovereign bonds, whether it's bank bonds, or whether it's bank equity, have been in very high regard, or very good risk sentiment and strong investor appetite over the last year in particular. And Bank of Ireland has been leading the charge in trying to regain full market access. And I suppose this will be a good test of whether they have regained that. They've already issued subordinated bonds. They've already issued covered bonds. And this is maybe the final thing that they need to do, having moved off the ELG scheme at the end of March. So there should be good, strong investor demand. I suppose the only question is what price will it have to be. That's still a little bit uncertain because there hasn't been too many issues by other European banks of senior unsecured debt this year so far.
Okay, Owen Callan of Danske Bank, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Now, Japanese stocks are making some modest gains after making huge losses late last week. The Nikkei gained 1% overnight. To take a look at the Japanese story, Peter O'Flanagan, head of trading at Clear Currency, is on the line. Peter, we saw a 10% drop in Japanese shares in 2 days last week, but it's against the backdrop of huge gains over the past while. Could you put those in perspective for us?
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, you're dead right. You know, we've seen the Japanese equity markets advance almost 85% since November last year. In the same time, the euro advanced close to 33% against the yen in the same period of time. So any kind of move like that is always going to be subject to some form of pullback. And the catalyst for this pullback stems from the threat of removal of central bank stimulus to the markets. This fear obviously then caused equity markets to sell off, and again, the Japanese yen rallied against the euro in the same period of time.
Some fears also being expressed there about the rate of government borrowing. Is that continuing to escalate?
It is, and I don't think it's going to be a situation that's going to end anytime soon. In Japan, they're very early in their period of monetary easing in terms of to try to stimulate the economy and get growth going after almost 20 years of close to stagnant growth. And there's a long way to go for Japan, I think, comparable to what we've seen in the US, the UK, and in other areas across the globe.
Now, you mentioned that devaluation of the yen. It's good for Japanese exporters, but conversely, what kind of effect is it having on exports at this side of the world? It can't be good.
Well, Ireland obviously have very close trade links with Japan. Ireland in 2012 exported close to $3.9 billion in goods and services. You know, the devaluation of the yen in that period of time puts a lot of pressure on Irish exporters as their exports become more expensive for the Japanese importers. And this obviously feeds through and puts pressure on Irish exporters' margins. So from their perspective, it is very essential to try and hedge their currency exposures and manage these risks accordingly.
And is this a problem that's just likely to get worse should exporters just sit and wait this one out?
We'd never recommend anyone sit and just wait things out, because obviously it always has the potential to get worse. What we'd always recommend is to manage your risks accordingly and to put necessary, particularly in the foreign exchange markets, they're very volatile to sudden movements with central bank policy ebbing and changing throughout the world. And we'd work very closely with a lot of SMEs and also multinational corporates to help them manage this. And it's a very prudent practice to help, you know, essentially manage their bottom line.
Okay, Peter O'Flanagan, head of trading at Clear Currency in London. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Just enough time for the currencies. The euro is trading at just above $1.28.5 and at 85.5 pence sterling, Gavin.
Brian, thank you.